Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
China says you should withhold judgment about the reports that it's been flying a spy balloon over the U.S. Beijing says it's looking into the reports. What's the U.S. saying? The AP's Jennifer King's got that.
A senior U.S. official said President Biden had asked the military to present options and accepted the recommendation not to shoot the balloon down over concerns of hurting people on the ground. The balloon's presence caused a temporary shutdown of air traffic at a commercial airport in Billings, Montana on Wednesday. Defense officials say although the balloon had been flying over sensitive sites, it has limited value to collect intelligence that couldn't already be gathered by other means like spy satellites. The incident comes just before Secretary of State Antony Blinken was expected to make his first trip to Beijing amid tensions with Washington. I'm Jennifer King.
A dangerous Arctic cold front in the upper Midwest is forecast to move into the Northeast. The Weather Service warning New Englanders that this is dangerous wind chill. The feels-like temperature could drop into the minus 50s, the coldest felt in decades. The ice storm that's been blamed for at least 10 traffic deaths on slick roads this week in Texas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma is now giving way to weather that's a little warmer, but it's still cold. It's 35 degrees in Austin, Texas this morning. Thousands of Texans have had no power because of the storm. Pope Francis is continuing his trip to Africa.
Francis gets a rousing send-off at Congo's Kinshasa Airport before the flight to South Sudan. In the capital, Juba, he joins the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, and the moderator of the Church of England in a novel ecumenical push for peace. The Christian leaders are aiming to give a joint call for South Sudan's political leaders to put aside their differences and work for the good of their people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Union officials are meeting today in Ukraine with President Zelensky. This is AP News. Now to two U.S. presidents.
President Biden was joined by a former president in marking the 30th anniversary of the landmark Family and Medical Leave Act. It was the first bill President Bill Clinton signed when he took office in 1993.
After all these years, I still have more people mention the Family Leave Act to me than any other specific things I did.
The 42nd president says people don't really talk about the political process.
They tell you their story. That's when you know, for good or ill, that we have united the country.
30 years later, President Biden is pushing to expand what Bill Clinton signed into law.
No American should ever have to choose between a paycheck and take care of a family member or taking care of themselves.
Paid family leave didn't make it into the slimmed-down climate and health care bill that the president signed in August. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. LeBron James is now just 63 points shy of breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time NBA scoring mark. LeBron scored 26 points Thursday, and the Lakers needed every one of them as they edged the Pacers 112-111.
I don't have the number, like, planted in my head, the actual real number. I know it's 38-something, but I know it's been Kareem in my whole life. It's pretty cool.
The exact number for Kareem's record is 38,387 points. As for the game, Anthony Davis hit the winning basket with 35 seconds left, then blocked a shot to preserve the win. LA's other team, the Clippers, lost by a point to the Bucks 106-105. Chuck Fremont has more.
Third time since the first of the year that the Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo has put up 50 or more points. He had 54 to lead the Bucks to a 106-105 win over the Clippers. The Bucks trailed most of the night by a big margin. They were down by 21 in the third quarter. Still, the Clippers had a chance to win it, but Kawhi Leonard missed a baseline fadeaway jumper in the final seconds.
Other NBA winners, the Cavs, Mavs, Bulls, and the Knicks, who barely held on to beat the Heat 106-104, thanks in large part to R.J. Barrett's 30 points.
We were very locked in tonight. We got a big dub for sure.
The NBA announced the reserves for the All-Star game on February 19th in Salt Lake City. From Eastern teams, Joel Embiid, Jaylen Brown, and DeMar DeRozan, while reserves from Western teams will include Ja Morant, Paul George, and Damian Lillard. College basketball, three top teams in action. The highest ranked one, number three Houston, improved to 21-2 by closing with a 26-11 run as Kelvin Sampson's team beat Wichita State 70-61.
But when it came winning time, I think our DNA kicked in. We know how to win. There's a lot to be said about that.
Number five Arizona and number nine UCLA both won Pac-12 games at home. I'm Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington today, President Biden had a suggestion.
Let's start treating each other with respect. That's what Kevin and I are going to do.
He was sitting next to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. They have started talking about raising the debt ceiling. McCarthy wants to impose spending cuts to get it done.
We will not pass a clean debt ceiling here without some form of spending reform. So there'll never be a clean one. I don't know how they want to say it. That's fine. But at the end of the day, we're going to get spending reforms.
The House voted to remove Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee. It comes 2 years after Democrats removed two Republicans from committees. McCarthy was asked about that.
That's the clear part how it's not tit for tat.
Republicans pointed out anti-Semitic remarks made by Omar, who says losing this committee seat for a term will not keep her down.
I am here to stay, and I am here to be a voice against harms around the world and advocate for a better world.
Politico is reporting federal authorities are investigating a military veteran's claim New York Republican George Santos raised $3,000 for life-saving surgery for his pet dog several years ago, but never turned over the money for the animal's care. A New York man pleaded guilty to making threatening phone calls to Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. The Philippines says it will be allowing U.S. forces to broaden their footprint in the country. It's a U.S. attempt to boost military alliances in the Indo-Pacific to better counter China, including in any future confrontations over Taiwan. The most expansive federal report in over two decades on guns and crime shows a shrinking turnaround between the time a gun was bought and when it was recovered from a crime scene. It indicates firearms bought legally are more quickly being used in crimes. The report also documents a spike in the use of conversion devices that make a semi-automatic gun fire like a machine gun. This is AP News. A whale washed ashore in Hawaii over the weekend. It died in part because of debris found in its stomach that shouldn't have been there.
At least six different types of nets, at least two different types of plastic bags. We have at least six hagfish traps, a light fixture protector, a float.
Christy West at the University of Hawaii Health and Standing Lab says the body of the 56-foot-long, 120,000-pound whale washed ashore.
We don't know if it was ingested over time or if it was ingested in one sort of fatal swoop. But we do think it's likely that it contributed to the death of the whale.
It's the first known case of a sperm whale in Hawaii waters ingesting discarded fishing gear. Researchers found nothing wrong with the other organs they examined. Sperm whales travel across thousands of miles in the ocean, so it's not clear where the debris came from. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
President Biden calls for unity at the National Prayer Breakfast. He knows you've been through a lot.
There's violence in our communities, like the mass shooting during the Lunar New Year at Monterey Park and Half Moon Bay.
And the death of Tyree Nichols, who was beaten by police.
Tyree Nichols and his family and the community in Memphis, justice is long overdue.
And COVID.
The pandemic has taken so much from us, from so many people.
The weather extremes.
Claiming lives and destroying homes all across the country.
The president says we too often see each other as opponents.
We see each other as enemies, not neighbors. And as tough as these times have been, if we look closer, we see the strength, the determination that has long defined America.
So where do we go from here?
We go forward. We go forward together.
President Biden, I'm Rita Foley.
Punxsutawney Phil is calling for six more weeks of winter. For the Associated Press, I'm Jennifer King. It's Groundhog Day, which means thousands of revelers gathered before dawn in the winter cold at Gobbler's Knob in western Pennsylvania to catch the festivities. Groundhog Club Inner Circle President Tom Dunkel.
Phil and I will have a little talk. And I will pick the appropriate scroll, and it'll be read.
Club Vice President Dan McGinley read a poem from the chosen scroll.
I see that everyone knows their part, and I am merely the sage. But above all else, I see a shadow on my stage. And so, No matter how you measure, it's six more weeks of winter weather.
Records of the event, which originated from German folklore, date back to 1887. Government forecasters say Phil has gotten it right about 40% of the time. I'm Jennifer King.
Australia is removing the British monarchy from its banknotes. The British monarch remains Australia's head of state, but the role is mostly symbolic. Australia's central bank announced its new $5 bill would feature an Indigenous design rather than an image of King Charles. Some Australians support it.
Don't be listening to the monarchy because it's 2023 and it's a bit ridiculous.
I think that's a really great idea to connect back to Australia's history rather than the white history of Australia.
Opponents say the move is politically motivated. This Australian likes the bill as it is.
I think the Queen is amazing and we should keep her on it in like loving memory of her. Maybe the King could go on another note, but keep the Queen.
King Charles is still expected to appear on coins in Australia that currently bear the image of the late Queen Elizabeth. It's expected to take several years before the new note goes public. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.